This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, another question that probably doesn't matter. Is Trevor Lawrence making a mistake in getting engaged already? And also, Tolos. How old were you when you first got married? 877-881-1053. I saw someone say, that's a complicated question to answer. I need to know more about that answer because that intrigues me. So, Trevor Lawrence got engaged over the weekend. He did it on the Clemson football field. Like, in all seriousness, super happy for him. However,
was he wearing a mask?
He was not, I don't believe.
Doesn't count.
And he's
Wait, what? He's
20 years old. He's going to be the number one, or I guess if Justin Fields really showed out, at worst, the number two pick in the draft. He's going to be making millions of kabillions of dollars, and you know the trappings that come with major sports and fame. Is he making a mistake getting married this early when he could do and get whatever the hell he wanted? And that's why I also want to ask the Tolos, how old were they when they got married for the first time?
So, Mike, you got married pretty young, right?
You like 20?
I was 22.
22.
Okay. All right.
Corey, you were like 25, 24?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm on 14 years this year.
Yep.
And I was, and I'm 39. So
okay,
do math.
Okay, 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I was 25 when I got married. I don't know. I don't think that he's making a mistake, Kevin, because it's true love.
Oh, gross.
And whenever you find true love, you got to really know that you could trust somebody for the future. You know, for the that's a lot of money that he's going to be dealing with later down the road. Anything he picks up beyond what he has right now is somebody who's probably just a gold digger. To straight out of the gate. So that's what I would assume. Mike, you probably ran across a lot of women in your time that were like, I would like to get some of that Mike Bassick money while you're playing.
And I was like, yep, I'm making $6,000 a year, baby, playing minor league baseball.
I think that it's smart of him to do this now and
if you'd
go
like
ahead.
To live with three guys in one two bedroom apartment, I am your man.
Maybe they were investing in the future, though. They were like, all right, he was the best high school player in America. I think we can
Now, I did want to get engaged at 18 years old, but my parents talked me out of it. Because I had signed professionally, so
still to the same person, right?
To the same, yes,
okay.
To the same
just
person.
Just making sure.
And my parents said, we understand that you love Sue, but why don't you let her finish college and get her degree and so that she has a chance to pursue her dreams too, because if she were to get married at 19, 20 years old, it might be tough for her to pursue her goals. And so they said, if you feel the same way at 21, 22 years old, when she has graduated college, you'll have our blessing. And so I listened to them. And then once she graduated college, I asked her to marry me.
There you
go.
Still
married.
Okay, and obviously I'm really happy about that. Corey, you were still married from the 214. I was a month from turning 30. It didn't last a year. From the 469, I got married for the first time when I was 38. From the 682, married at 28, divorced at 34. From the 817, 19, and still married. From the 469, oh no. Tough question. I just turned 23 when I got married, and it looks like after 13 years, we're about to separate. Good Lord. I'm sorry for that. That was not my intention with this. From the 936, married at 18, divorced maybe 22, 23. And from the 214, I'm 39 and still not married. Why? It's just a piece of paper. Now, You know my fascination with this, and I accidentally said our combined ages out loud, which was a mistake, but I thought a lot of people would come to me and Jess's wedding because they would be fascinated that both of us were so old and getting married for the first time. They're like, oh, how can this be? And I always wondered why more people weren't impressed that I hadn't been divorced when I was getting up to the age of 40. They were like, why hasn't he been married? What's wrong with him? Instead, I think they should have been like, he's undefeated at marriage. He's never had a divorce or anything like that. But that's not the way it usually went.
No, it's not. Because clearly if somebody didn't get their hooks into you early, or they got their hook sunk into you and then let you go, there's a reason that they did that. So, you know, it's the easily marriageable ones. Yeah, that's a word now. Those are the ones that you get the hooks in and you keep them forever. I don't know, man. I'm undefeated at marriage at the moment. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? You never know, man. Uh-huh. You never know.
I feel pretty confident.
Yeah. So
where can I place futures bets on?
Oh, you can place those with me.
Okay.
I'll give you odds. We'll talk in the break.
Hold on. So if y'all outlive me and I never get divorced, is that how that works?
I'm also making a future bet on how long I'm going to know Reggie.
Okay.
You know, like that's the thing. As we just drift apart, like do I anticipate that I'll see him enough to actually pay off this bet?
I mean, that's true. We do know your track record with producers.
I'm kind of curious, Mike, how many successful marriages did you see in baseball, like that stuck together and they worked out? Or like did you see a lot of guys that are like, man, I don't even want to get married. I want to just play the field.
I mean, you know, there's everybody's different. You know, you see guys that were somewhat like me that obviously had a high school sweetheart and they get married, and you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Some guys get married early and decide that, you know, they want to, you know, sleep with a lot of different people on the road but still stay married, which is, you know, an interesting situation. And then
who was the player that you admired the most for that? That you thought, man, that guy is married and also a really good player. Who's that guy that you know?
That was married and what?
And a player at the same time.
I'm not going to say their name, but I will say this. I'm not going to say their name, but I remember playing with this player, and I know who he is, but I'm not going to say his name.
I mean, I know you know who he is.
And he comes.
Would it be weirder if he said, I don't know who he is?
He comes up to me during batting practice because his wife and I believe, you know, younger kids are coming into town, and they don't live with him during the season. And he comes up to me and he's like, have you said anything to your wife about, like, you know, kind of what he does on the road? And I'm like, no, I don't tell my wife what you do on the road. And he's like, well, those rumors aren't true anyways. I don't do that. I just wanted to make sure you weren't talking to, you know, your wife about them or anything. And they were true. I mean, like, that's what he did.
You knew they were true, too, because at first he said, did you talk to your wife?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he said, true.
He is freaking out before a baseball game because his wife is coming into town and he's afraid that either girlfriends or wives are going to look at her or say something like, hey, you know, your husband cheats on you on a regular or whatever. My husband, you know, told me, or my boyfriend told me this and that.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought to myself, I didn't say this to his face, but I thought, you know, it would make this situation a lot easier on you if you didn't sleep with a whole bunch of different people on the road. And then you didn't have to get freaked out because your wife was actually coming to visit you during the season. But, you know, that never entered his head. He was working with his other one during road trips. And so that was that. But I will say, everybody's different. You know, was I really ready to get married at 22 years old? Probably not. But we ended up making it work. And, you know, I'd say she made it work more than me because she has to put up with this crazy person. And she is definitely has nearly the deficits, deficiencies that I have in my life. So
sure, we've met her.
Yeah, so she's super awesome and has stuck with me through, you know, being an a-hole at times, and I thank her for that.
So, Corey, I have underestimated how many people would get involved in some of these, and we have a whole lot of people who got married from 20 to 25, and they're good.
Okay.
But, man, do we have a whole lot of people who got married 20 to 25, and it did not work out. Here's a couple of examples for you. From the 360, I was 25 and in the Marines. She was 19 and in the Navy. Bad idea. From the
Why? That sounds really interesting.
I don't think it worked out. From the 972, I served her divorce papers for cheating on me, and I did it at her birthday party in front of her family and friends.
That's messy.
Holy cow. From the 469, married at 24, way too young. From the 817, I'm 62, never been married, but I stopped two divorces from happening. So that means my interpretation of that is that he was engaged, or she was engaged twice and realized it wouldn't have worked out and then bailed before going down the aisle. That was my interpretation.
Or got into some like swinger style stuff and then got them to fall back in love with each other. Maybe that's what happened, Kevin. Like they were on the verge of divorce and then this person steps in and helps, you know, situation become love again after having, you know.
So do you think, Kevin, since you brought this subject up, do you think Trevor Lawrence is making a mistake?
I do think he's making a mistake, but you make a really great point. And, you know, looking at this feedback, that's obviously the way to interpret it is obviously people are so wildly different. I would just think at 20 years old, you're about to have, I know Clemson is a, what you think is big time football, but you're about to have everything in the world open up to you. And I don't want to see one of those marriages that you just described where Trevor Lawrence is running around on his wife every weekend, different town, this and that. And like they have a marriage, but it's a sad marriage because she has no idea that he's not treating her right and all of that. Like
it's
I just
only eight
don't...
different towns, though, Kevin, because they only have 16 games.
But that would still be sad,
they're
right?
They're in their hometown for 8 weeks out of the year. So
I mean, for some players, it works like in complete opposite ways, and I'm sure you acknowledge. It's just like, you know, some people, that stability actually helps them out quite a bit going through all, everything because, as we've noted, you know, especially when a quarterback, you know, big-money quarterback, you don't know who's here for you and who's here for, you know, what they could possibly get out of you. So if you believe that they really love you, having that stability could be really good for them.
No, that's fair. And I like this positive way of spinning everything from the 903. Save money for an engagement ring. Relationship failed, so I bought a Jeep instead.
Nice.
And that sounds like that ring was going to be awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.